Okay, so yesterday we started setting up we did the first half of this. So yeah, I know some of you were sick, so let me get you at least the part where you'll understand what's going on now. The Gemara in Lamed Tetam and Beis brings a machlokes, whether a garment which is made of materials other than tzemropishtim, other than wool and linen, is chayev in tzitzis. And we explain that conceptually speaking, the position who thinks that all clothing, cotton and silk and whatever, chayev in tzitzis, seems to understand the word beged as, you know, in English we would call it a garment, right? Clothing, right? Things that cover you, that you wear, and therefore who cares what it's made of? The other position, based on some Zer Zagazov, must think that beged in the Torah doesn't mean clothing. It means, right, meaning the same way we would say, like, clothing is generic. Dress, formal wear, is not generic. Right? It's specific. Right? Formal wear means a suit. So beged is a subcategory. If you translated it, he clearly doesn't think conceptually beged means clothing. It's a subcategory of clothing that means, like, the same way that formal wear is a sub. It just means that the way he understands the word in the Torah.
That's a different word.
Well, no, that's what he said in modern Hebrew. And he says, based on the Pasuk, that the Torah defines beged as that made of Tzemer, Pishim, and anything else is.
But then, what do you do as a kasid then?
Okay, yeah.
Whatever you cover yourself with.
Right, so you'll have to say ksud also, I don't know, right? You're going to have to come up with something, right? You're going to have to.
Doesn't it end off by saying, quotes the pasuk al beged, which means isn't like.
No, so this is their drasha, how do you understand those al beged? Because, again, we noted this yesterday that there's a machloket Rashi and Tosfot, which pasuk is even quoting. Right, if you look at the Ozvah, there are two they bring two alternatives in Dalet. Right, Rashi's position of what they're quoting, Tosa's position of what they're quoting, right, which pasuk they're even talking about. But that was the conceptual model that we set up yesterday, and we noted that lahalacha, the Rambam, the Rif, Paskin, only tzemropishim, only wool and linen, and the Ramah quotes the Ashkenazi position, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, etc., that all begadim are chayev and tzitzis. Midoraisa, according to the Rambam, you're still chayev midirabbanan. We said, what's the difference between Midoraisa and Rabbanan? So we said several differences. One, is there a value, right, to dafka wearing wool? Right, because again, we said in the time of the Gemara, they're talking about all your clothes at four corners. So everyone would agree that if you're wearing something at four corners, you have to put tzitzis either midoraisa or midirabbanan. But nowadays, that we choose to put on tzitzis for the purpose of being mekayim a mitzvah, is it better to dafka go midoraisa? Mishnah Berurah said, what happens if your clothes rip and you're in public? Do you have to take off your clothing? Right? The tzitzis rips. So if it's d'oraisa, the string rips off, so now you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So if it's biblical, so then you have to strip, right? If it's rabbinic, then you can wait till you go inside.
That's why you wear the mesh. So you can just pull it.
I mean, you can do it with most tzitzis.
Yeah.
I said if you're wearing a toga.
That's true.
If you're wearing a toga.
Oh,
okay.
Did we do if we can wear a mesh yet?
No, we didn't do that yet. We're going to do that. There are three sugyas we need to do mesh.
Yesterday was one.
Yesterday was one. Today is two. And tomorrow is three. Okay? Because we have to do. The generic one was, is any material other than semeropishtim chayev midoraisa? Right? Mesh is not. Right? No mesh is made of wool or linen. They're made of either polyester or cotton.
Also a question, like, is it even a beged because it has so many holes?
Yes, but we haven't got. Again, we have to go in order. First, we need to start with the question of what if you have a cotton beged, which is clearly, colloquially, clothing. Is that chayv? That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Now we have to go to the flip side, which is, okay, that was the conceptual model we set up yesterday. But there is one outlier that forces us to rethink this. So again, that is leather. The Gemara says leather is not chayev, not midaraisa, not midarabanan. Leather is completely pater.
Even if it's four-cornered.
Yes. So let us look at it.
Does that even make the distinction for leather, though? It makes it sound like everything else is actually.
Good. So let's try to figure it out. Remember, we have three categories. We have wool and linen, which is, according to everybody, chayev midaraisa. We have cotton and silk and things like that, which, according to, is a machlokes in the Gemara. And then again, lahalacha, definitely chayev. Question of d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. And then leather, which is pater according to everybody. But conceptually, how do we justify it? So let's look at the Gemara.
So it kind of seems like beged is not is this under?
So we have to understand, right? Meaning, I set up a tentative model yesterday that the machlokes is beged clothing or is beged a subcategory? But now, you challenge me correctly, which is, wait a second. If the Gemara says that leather is bechlal not chayev,
then
what are we doing? So let's go, let's see the Gemara. So this is the Gemara on Mem Amud Beis, which is the conceptual end to the Gemara on Lama Tes Amud Beis. So, Amar Rava. Rava says as follows. Hamilte amre v'itmar bima'arava mishmei dirabizera kavati. This thing was said in, where's Marava?
Israel.
No, the way around.
Israel.
Because Babel is to the east. Right? Map. All of you, I know you, most of you are American, you're not. But Canadians also don't know geography, so it's okay.
It's America.
Correct. Babel is northeast. Or if you have ever looked at the map when on the news they're like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. Right? Iraq, Iran, those areas are northeast of Israel. So Marava is therefore Israel, because if you're in Babel, Marava.
It's past Syria. Like more east of
Syria. Okay, go up. If you go up from Israel to the northwest, or north and a little bit west, right, is Lebanon. Then east of that is Syria. Jordan is straight to our east, right? But if you keep going, right, like you keep going northeast, you'll hit Iraq and Iran and things like that, right? Anyways, meaning like the Fertile Crescent, if you're thinking like that area. Okay, so Marava is Israel. He shall beged. If it is made of beged, meaning
cloth,
most of it is some sort of material, and the knafeh, the corners, are made of
leather,
chayevet, it is liable, it is obligated, rather. He shall or uknafeh shall beged, if the most of the clothing is
leather,
but the corners are made of some other material, ptura, my taima. Why is that true? Iker beged be'inon, Rav Achai azil bater knaf. So he says you follow the majority of the beged, and Rav Achai says you go by the corner. So first, let's just clear up the local point, okay? The local point, which is what is their machloket? Right? Why? What is the machloket between these two positions?
What part of the beged?
No.
Or which part of it?
Thank you. No. Try that one more time. Now what defines it as a beged?
What part of the beged requires
that? Correct. Meaning, everyone agrees that tzitzis goes on the corner of the beged. The question, therefore, becomes, how do you read the pasuk? Is the halachically relevant part of the beged
the
beged? And then once you have a beged, then you put tzitzis on the corners. But therefore, what defines a beged which is chayav and tzitzis? The majority of the beged. The corner is just where you put it. Or do you say the fact that the pasuk says al kanfeik sutcha, that you put it on the corners, does that tell you that the halachically relevant part of the beged is the corner on which you put the tzitzis? Right? Meaning, how do you conceptualize it? Try that one more time.
No, I got that. I'm just trying to understand why would you say the corners define?
Oh, good. So look at between 19 and 20. I don't know why that happened. Between 19 and 20, Beis Yosef quotes the Marik. I originally put the Marik, but Beis Yosef cuts down to the main point. Okay, this is conceptual point one. And then once we get it, we'll get to the general question of or. He shall beget ukneve shall or chayet. He shall or ukneve shall beget p'dura. So memer de rabba beberget. Chilet v'yarev taima mishum eker beget b'inan. Right, we paskin beget. Right, we paskin that it goes by the clothing, not by the corners. Because of Maharik, b'shur ush kuf mem tet. So the Maharik says, who's Maharik? We have quoted him before. Marie Cologne.
Right.
Which means he's from
Cologne.
Cologne. Very good. Look at that. At some point, we'll manage to find a time for Professor Rabbi Dr. Jeffrey Wolf to come and speak. I've been trying to get a good time for him. He did his dissertation in the Marek. You can ask him whatever you want about Marek. Marek's great. He also travels back and forth to Italy for doing research and stuff. Anyways, so he writes, he says, this isn't just random. Meaning, well, before we look at it, why would you say one, why would you say the other? Meaning, I'm just like throwing around sparks.
Because the pasuk says...
Good, so the answer is always going to be the pasuk. So what does he say? Asher techaseba. he picks up on the part of the pasuk that Gavi picked up on, which is puts its is on that which covers you. So how does he conceptualize? So how does he says the machlokes is which part of the pasuk do you focus on? Rava, who says it goes by the beged, says you focus on the word techaseba. Ve'ena the mitkase el ikara beged, that which covers you. I mean, that which defines the mitzvah is that which covers you, which is the beged. And the corner, Perish Rashi, Shenechdu, Karneva, Taliban, or that means you know, cut off the corners and put on, sew back on like leather. So again, this is horrifying. He said, so if the Gemara says that something made of beged with corners of leather is still chayav, according to Rava, then what does it mean when it says pater? It must be majority. I don't know what to do with 50-50. The Ava gav de Rava Chai, Paligalei de Rava, Mamrata Knafaz Linan, Paskal Poskim Grava. Rava Chai follows the corner. Because again, he doesn't think that it's about to share the chasaba. He focuses on the word al kanfei. That the beged is just sort of a means to have a corner. And then he notes that lahalacha, we paskin, like Rava. But the Mordechai notes that not everyone agreed with that, and that's he writes, Mordechai got the Bashim Tosfos Shans, Rava Chai Amar Zilvatar Knaf, Ein Lo Chiech Megan Lev Zoltam Zalijin, Mechupim Tzavim Anekev Be'or, Kadei Shalit Kakel HaBega, Da'ach HaShayni, Shekol Ganaf Me'or, Vechil Bra LeBeged, so Rava Chai Paskin, like the Knaf, but he says that even according to him, even if you think it's about the knaf, it's about the majority of the corner. But let's say, even if you held it's about the knaf, but the whole knaf was made of wool, but at the very, very end you put something to seal it, right? I don't know. You put a you melted plastic, right? Or glue, right? Just on the edge. To seal it, right? Like you
like
do.
To reinforce the.
Correct. So he said everyone's going to agree, even if you think that it goes by the knaf, we mean the majority of the knaf.
Right.
But we don't mean the edge. We mean the area of the corner, according to everybody. Right? So therefore, like the edge, right? If you put something just to prevent it from fraying, right? Don't worry about that.
But what defines the area of the corner?
Wait, would that be like
what?
What defines the area of the corner?
You know, so it's pretty easy. You know, let's say you put the string to, your distances are, let's say, what is that, an inch, right?
Yeah.
So let's say it's just everything around the tzitzis, right? Because that's on the corner. We'll get to exactly how far it has to be, but within, whatever. You know, like this, right? This is like, it means like the area where the tzitzis are. Right? The area that tzitzis are is wool is just like at the very edge of the beged. You prevent it from fraying. That's. No one thinks that's important.
But is it like just up to here? Is it up to here? Or?
We'd have to figure it out. But. And then he notes it's machlok is better to be machmir. Be machmir like both. Fine. Yeah.
Going on to an earlier point, if we're holding on to like Rashi Tosfos Rama, right? That it's everything's deraisa other than leather, right? Does that also mean that any new material that we discover like, past this point?
We're getting there. We have to get there. We'll get there. We're not there yet. How are you doing? You get your passport?
Well,
the process from your perspective is done.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. But that's point one. Okay? So the machlokas between them seems to be, do we define it that tzitzis goes on the beged and you happen to put it on the corner? Or does the fact that it goes on the corner tells you that the beged is just like a means to get a corner? Okay? We paskin make right in, it goes on the beged. That's point one. Point two is what exactly is their machlokas? So this is a machlokas about their machlokas. Rashi says that it is a machloket min hakatzel hakatzel. Right? Right? And Rashi says that in two words. Right? How do I know that according to Rashi, they hold opposite positions? Because Rashi describes it. Look at Rashi. What does he say? Va'avid ifcha. Rashi says, that according to Rava, the only thing that matters is the beged. And according to Rava Chai, the only thing that matters is
the
kornav. The kanaf. How else might you read it?
It's both.
Correct, it's both. So you look at 19 at the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, Pirish Rashi, Ve'avet Ivcha, Kasha, Kem Yekabet Sha'ar, Delave Lashem Beged, Yechai Bishvil HaKanaf. Right? He said, I don't understand. Really? Really? Meaning, Rashi says that the Machlokes is that we've been saying until now, which is, the Machlokes is, what is Machayiv Tzitzis? Clothing or a corner that happens to be on clothing? What did the Sfas Emes say? Really? Really? If you had to guess, which of those makes more sense? Rafi, which one makes more sense? Right? Our normal methodology in Lamdos, which is start with the one that makes more sense and then move.
It would be clothing.
Yeah! Because what the heck does that mean? Right? If I just had a corner, right? What if I just carried around a corner in my hand? Right? Like, are you chayev? No!
Just one corner.
Yeah, like Mappi. So if I carry. Right? I mean, it's weird, right? It's weird because obviously it needs a beged. It needs four corners on a beged. They need to be connected.
Corners.
No, right. Meaning,
yeah, but at the same time, a beged without corners doesn't require this either. So obviously, it's the corner that makes it.
No, good. So Rashi says, Rashi will tell you, okay, big deal. So it's the corners, and yes, the corners have to be on a beged because otherwise you want to have four corners. But really, it's about the corners, right? That's what he'll say according to Rav Chai. But what does the Sfas Emes say? Sfas Emes says, I got a better svara for you, which is. Yeah, lulei dvar Rabbi Yenira de Rabbi Elazar lo ba rak lo hakev lo lahachmin afil beged pater kol kshnoyim shel or de kulo beged beinon kanal gam ayev shel vayshe baser kanav de tzarech tis is gam kanav shel beged lo liftor be beged kanav shel or. He says, I got a better svara for you, which is this is the machlokes. One shita says the only thing that matters is the beged, and whatever the corners are made of doesn't matter because what is machayev tzitzis a beged. What does the other shita say?
No.
According to Sfas Emes. No. The Sfas Emes says, because what? Do you want a hard copy? Because what? Because the Torah emphasizes the centrality of corners. So the first shita says you only need beged. What does the second shita say? You need that the whole beged should be a beged, and the corner should be of a material that's chayav. Because since both the beged and the psukim are highlighted in the psukim as being...
They have to be the same material.
Well, not the same, but they have to be both chayav.
Well, for the Rosh it doesn't matter, but let's say for the Rambam it would matter.
For the Rambam, yes, it would have to be the same material because you couldn't have wool and linen sewn together that way. But yes, according to Rashi, it could be wool and cotton, right? Or wool and silk, or linen and silk, or linen and cotton.
But then, that doesn't make sense because then if that was true, then... The Gemara would not even have to mention that there. As, like,
No. He's saying in order to be chayav, both materials need to be chayav. That's what the Sfas Emes says it. Both the material of the beged and the material of the corner. Because since the psukim highlighted, they're both important. Right? What's an example of something that is patur according to everybody? Leather. Okay, so let's review what we've seen and now we'll get to the main point for today. Right? Point one, which is. Assuming there is such a material which is not chayv and tzitzis at all, right? Or not chayv and daraisa at least, for biblical purposes. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. What is the machayv? So according to Rashi, what's the machlokes?
The corners.
Clothes versus corners. And according to Marek, why do they argue? The pasuk. Is it about beged asher techaseba, or is it ala knaf, and that's what defines it. According to Sfas Emes, no one denies the centrality of beged. The only question is beged only or
both.
Beged and. Okay? But now let's move to our central machlokas, which is, okay, but what's the assumption of the Gemara?
Beged.
That whatever beged is, or whatever knaf is, whatever the machayev is, that can't be made of
leather.
Leather is out. Well, why? Right? Meaning. Right? Why? What does that even mean? How would you...
Maybe it's what leather actually is.
Good, so why is leather putter?
Well,
so let's go back to our conceptual model yesterday. If you think that beged for tzitzis is any piece of clothing... Well, again, now let's reverse it. If we, according to which of the two models that we set up yesterday, does this make sense? What? Meaning, but I summarized it before. Meaning, according to the model that Beged is defined as only certain materials, does this make sense? Yes, we've already established that Mida Oraisa.
So according to the Rambam.
The Rambam was, remember, this Machlokes in the Gemara, right? But according to the position, the only thing that's Chayav Mida Oraisa is Beged Semer and Beged Pishtim. So why is it that leather is not even Chayav Mida Oraisa? Not even Chayav Mida Rabbanan. So can you give me a Svara?
Because it's not mentioned at all.
Well, so you could come with a million things, right? I mean, conceptually, that's actually pretty easy, right? I mean, again, you think biblically that Beged doesn't mean clothing. It means clothes made of certain materials. So then you could say, look, certain materials are Chayav Mida Oraisa, meaning wool and linen. Certain materials are similar enough to the Oraisa that I should be Mechayiv you. So let's say cotton or silk. Why are they similar? You know, they're same consistency, they're woven, things like that. And in general, when we set up Darabanans, we set up Darabanans which are similar or modeled after Daraisas. And why would leather be butter?
It's very different.
No.
Because it's very different. You're not going to confuse leather with wool. And if you think that the only thing that's Chayav Mida Oraisa is wool and linen, so you'll say, look, I might confuse cotton and linen, or silk and linen, but I'm not confusing a leather jacket with cashmere. Right?
That's not true, though, because like for today...
Whoa. Leather. Just leather, wool. Leather, linen.
There are things that look like leather that aren't leather.
And great. And are you confusing that with wool?
Well, no. Because
no, you're not.
You'll end up being chayv in those because it's not actually leather. It could be leather.
No, that's even less.
It is chayv.
No, because the idea is...
Stuff made of plastic? No. We're going to get to that in a minute. But wait. Okay, according to the Shita, that... Oh, the chef. Chef came. According to the Shita, Daniel, right? According to the Shita, according to the position, that clothing, biblically, is only wool and linen. So then can you explain to me why leather is not chayv at all? Yeah, because you'd say, look, biblically it's a wool and linen. There are abundant it's anything which might be confused with wool and linen. And leather, everybody looks at the leather jacket and says, I know that's not wool and linen. And if you think this whole thing is derabanan, so it makes sense. According to which shita is this conceptually difficult? The other shita,
yeah,
which is?
Everything.
Right, meaning, if you think that everything is chayav, because what does beged mean in the Torah?
Clothing.
Then a leather jacket is not clothing. So either, so you have two options. One is to say, throw out the conceptual model that we set up yesterday and say, everyone agrees that beged doesn't mean clothing. It means clothing of specific types. The only question is gradations, right? How many things, right, are under that list? One position says beged, wool and linen. The other one says wool, linen, and other things except for leather. Right? Now, what if you wanted to maintain it? Right, what if you wanted to maintain the logic? What if you wanted to defend the position? What if you wanted to defend the position that the word beged means clothing, and it means, then how could you say that leather is excluded? I mean, once you say that beged mida oraisa means clothing, then how could leather be excluded? What will you have to say conceptually? What models we have left, right? What tools we have in our toolbox? So what you'll have to say is some version of, even if beged means clothing, there's something about leather that makes it fundamentally different than clothing, right? Either because of Xeris Hakasuv, which is indeed how people say it.
Its origin.
So. Good. So there's a few possibilities. One is the origin. What's another possibility? Again, we're going to see this in post-com in just a minute. But I want you just to see, methodologically speaking, again, if you think that beged always means a subset, so this is easy, right? Beged doesn't mean clothing, it means wool and linen clothing. So anything which is similar is chayav mida rabbanan, anything which is, just, you're not going to confuse it, is patur. But if you think beged means clothing, so then I understand why everything's chayav, but how can you say leather's patur? So you'll have to say that leather, for some reason, is actively excluded, either because of Xeris HaKasuv, or because its origin is so different from clothing, or its makeup, its structure is so different from clothing.
Does the other opinion say there's anything that's derpana? Or you say derisa or nothing?
Correct.
So if they say derisa or nothing, you could just say that for the same reason.
No, the derisa are.
That leather is so different, it's obviously not.
Oh, no, sure.
The other ones are too similar.
No, no, no one says derisa or nothing. No, it's derisa. Oh, so,
Rashi. What is Rashi?
Derisa or nothing, correct.
Right. So leather is so different, it can't be derisa.
Good, so why is it so different?
And then he holds it.
Good,
no
why is it so different?
There is no derisa.
So good. Now tell me.
The same reason.
Let's give me some reasons. Give me some logical arguments. What makes leather so different?
It's skin.
Okay, so.
Very much a different material.
And again, pause for a second. I want you to do this because if you want to understand the question of polyester and the mesh, half of them are made of polyester, half of them are made of cotton.
Oh, no, it's not weave leather.
Oh, so one possibility, what the Rishonim say, what Rafi said, is, you know why this is fundamentally different? Because clothing are woven. Leather is a sheet. Right? Leather is a sheet. And therefore, that is just not clothes. That is
something different.
Yeah, it's something else. It is a cover. But clothing.
It's not a garment.
It's not a garment. It's, right? In the conceptualization of clothing has to be something that are constructed. Not, I take a material and, you know, cut out basically. Some Rishonim say exactly what Rafi says, which is, the difference is that leather, right, clothing, what makes clothes is that they are constructed. They are woven.
Maybe it's the same
right?
thing.
What is leather? Leather is a sheet, cut out some holes. Leather isn't conceptually made.
Would that be the same thing as Tasev Lominasai? Since like
maybe related, but that's the tzitzis, not the beged. That's the tzitzis, not the beged. This is the beged. This is the defining beged. Some go in the direction of Rafi. Give me another model. Now, there's two ways to take what Rafi said. Okay, one is that anything which doesn't require sewing and construction in that way is just not a beged. It's a cape. It's something else. The other possibility is to say,
but
you wouldn't make a tzitzis out of leather. Oh. You put the tzitzis on the leather baguette.
But
you punch a hole in it.
You're still putting it together, meaning like you're sewing different parts of it together.
Good. So, possibility two is it's not about, according to Rafi, let's say I cut the leather into thin strings, right? And I did construct it that way. I didn't just take a hide and make it into a cape.
Could we? Then
so then, what would you say? So well,
it's not difficult,
though. Here's the two possibilities. One possibility is to say that it's really about whether it's woven or not. I mean, the issue is when I'm looking at a constructed woven beged, or is it a sheet which I cut things out of, or does it go by category? Meaning, leather is the type of thing that I don't make woven begotten out of. I normally make capes out of. And therefore, even if I chose to cut into little things and construct it the way I would have begged it, it's still going to be putter because categorically it's been moved out.
By that logic, if you take a sheet from, like a bed sheet, poke a hole in it...
No, because it's woven. It's woven.
But it's woven. Not constructed.
No, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's woven. It's completely. It means construct. I mean, that's what I mean. It's constructed in the woven sense, right? It's woven. Well, right?
It doesn't have to be made
now,
for.
Good. Now, Rafi, tell me, why is this important la halacha?
Because practically, if like today, that's different than.
What is the big? What's the million-dollar question, Lamaisa? It's not leather. What's the million-dollar question?
Other mesh.
No, not mesh. Polyester.
Synthetic.
Why polyester?
Because it's woven, but it's just...
Now play out the different models that you just set up. If it's about a Xeris HaKasov, so then what do you got to figure out? Is this under the Xeris HaKasov? Right? If it's about, it can't be a sheet, it needs to be woven, then what about polyester? Well, then polyester is woven. What if it's about the type of material that requires construction...
polyester is bad.
Bad because if you wanted to,
I don't know how polyester works.
Polyester is plastic. You could make a polyester sheet.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I did not know that.
Polyester is plastic. That's why you schwitz. Did you ever know, if you go to a doctor and you have sweating problems, you know what one of the first things they'll ask you is, are your clothes cotton, natural fibers, or polyester? And the first thing you'll do is switch your clothing. Right? Switch, stop wearing polyester, right, and start wearing cotton. Because cotton you can breathe through, but you can't through polyester. Your skin will schwitz, right? It will schwitz. And that's why, ever notice that, have you ever noticed that the shirt that you got, if you wear it from Migdal, you know, the dry fit,
yeah,
you don't sweat in it. You don't feel the sweat because of the holes. But have you ever noticed how much worse that smells than your undershirt? Do you know why that is? Because it's polyester, not cotton, right? Because dry fit is made of polyester, so the sweat goes out, but what retains smells terribly because it doesn't air naturally.
So this is probably not the best part.
You didn't know this? Didn't know this? Okay, good. Guys, I'm glad you. I'm glad you know this.
Are they made recycled plastic shirts?
Right now, but polyester is smooth. Why do you think it's smooth? It's plastic, right? It's plastic. Do the guys have waterproof clothing?
Yes.
What do you think that's made of? Plastic, polyester. You know pants? When you get those pants that are spill proof, you ever look at the material? You know, you ever got these? These were like a thing a while ago.
Polyester table.
Yeah, but you can get pants like that. They'll be 50% cotton, 50% polyester. Why? Because the water will fall on it, will beat up and just fall off. Right? It'll fall off your clothes. It's plastic, people. Right? So, if you think that the issue is it woven or not? So then what's the relevant halachic question? Is it woven?
Right.
And if I make polyester woven, so then would it be chayev?
Yes.
Yes. But if the question is
material,
right? Beged is the type of material that requires construction through sewing rather than one that could be made into a sheet, then what would polyester be? Putter. Right? It would be putter.
Let's say you take leather then. Leather itself is
and leather would be the exact same shayla. Meaning, is it that Gemara is saying that leather is categorically not chayav? But this is the machlokes. Good. I'm setting up all the conceptual models for you because I want you to understand as we run through Psak where this comes from.
There's no machlokes over leather.
No, but let's say you weave leather.
Maybe not.
Weaving, then yeah.
Or if you're to take a big thing of leather, you know, cut it down and somehow weave it into.
Good. That would be the same machlokes, right? That would be the same. That could be the same machlokes. Very good. That could be the same machlokes. Okay? So that could be the same machlokes. Like I said, lemaisa, this machlokes is the nylon, polyester, etc. machlokes. So yes, we're going to get to mesh. But before we get to mesh, first, yesterday we had to deal with what's chayv midaraisa. Second, today we have to talk about what are the exceptions that are not chayv according to anybody, which is leather and what is that category. The third question, yeah, didn't mesh is talk about the quality of beged, which we'll deal with tomorrow once we start talking about size. We haven't gotten there yet. Okay? Methodically, we're going sugya by sugya. Fine. Anything else before I now give you the summary of how this plays itself out, Lemaisa? You got the conceptual models clear?
What's the definition of beged?
What?
What's the definition of beged?
Something that is woven.
Well, that's what we saw. Yesterday we saw two models, and today we've now qualified that. Right? Either that made of wool and linen or clothing. And then today the question is it that really everyone just thinks is clothing made of certain materials and they argue which materials? That's what we learn from leather, or is it clothing which is at least woven and constructed rather than cut out from a sheet?
But does beged mean anything made with the intent to be worn as clothing? Or is there a specific requirement as to the size and how much it covers of you to be considered?
We're going
to
get to size tomorrow. There's a reason that I'm skipping around here, right? Normally we go all Seder HaGemara, but the reason I put these three sugyas together is because conceptually they build on each other. So yes, that is why tomorrow we'll move to size. Size and quality. Because, right, so far we're only talking about material for 2 days. Tomorrow we'll deal with size, which is the sugya guys, just so you see, it's the bottom of Mem Amud Beis to the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Right? We're skipping so we can cover these three sugyas together, and then we'll go back to Mem Amud Aleph. Right? But I wanted you, conceptually, I knew, if you're thinking conceptually, that's the next question. So we'll get there. Okay. One more point before we see the Lot Maisa is that there is another category of halacha in which this is relevant. So 50% of the material, of which I really didn't give you because it's so complicated, is the other area of halacha where this is really relevant is nida. Why nida? So very quickly, okay? Biblically, a woman becomes a nida when she sees blood. But let's say a woman doesn't see blood. She sees a stain on her clothing. What if she sees a stain on her clothing? So what's the halacha?
Depends.
So the halacha is as follows. That really, the only type of bleeding that causes a woman to go nida is what's called ri'ya im hargasha. Is that if blood comes out and she has a physical sensation that goes with it. But a kesem, right, or a ketem, a stain, is blood which did not have hargasha. Right? It did not have a sensation. Therefore, biblically, does it make the woman tmeya? No. Okay, I don't want to get too complicated. Derabanan, it does. Kedem is mtame. But because it's derabanan, there are certain kulot. And one of the kulot is that a ketem is only going to make the woman tame. First of all, it has to be a gris. It has to be the size of about a... I mean, it's the size of a crushed louse, technically. Because if it's smaller than a crushed louse, then you assume that the blood could come from somewhere else.
A crushed louse.
A crushed louse, yes. A lice? A single lice is a louse?
Oh, really?
Yeah, body lice. It's about the size of like a penny or so. Something like that. Anyways, I mean crushed. Another halacha is that it's only on Beged Shemekabel Tumah. If the clothing is not Mekabel Tumah, so then she isn't Tmeya. Now this is a very important halacha.
Why does that matter though?
What?
Oh.
Because
if it's the act of bleeding.
No, because remember, biblically she's not tmeya because there was no sensation.
Oh, this is only if there's no sensation.
Right. I mean, you only have the stain, so there's no sensation, so it's rabbinic. So then, because of the connection between nida of Israel Baila and nida of Taharot, so we borrow categories from the world of Toma and Tara, one of which is Mekabel Toma, and therefore it's only on something that's Mekabel Toma. Now this has very practical applications. Because the number one thing on which women find stains, which is not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore their huge kulot, is a toilet seat. Because a toilet seat is attached to the ground. Right? And if anything attached to the ground is not Mekabel Tumah.
It's not naturally attached to the ground.
Doesn't matter. It's Mechubar Lakarka. It's not Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, that creates wonderful kulot that you can rely on. That if a woman doesn't see the blood and she just sees a tiny little stain on the toilet seat, it is not Mitame. But the question of a beged gets more complicated because if you think that nylon, nagid, is not mekabel tumah, that means any woman who's wearing an artificial, right, synthetic, that's the word I'm looking for, synthetic materials, then if she finds a ketem on her clothes, it is not mekabel tumah and she's not tmeya nida. But if she's wearing cotton, then
she is.
It is. If you paskin, though, that let's say nylon is Mekabel Tumah, so then?
She is.
Then she is. Right? Now, it gets really complicated in Gavi's case of tzitzit, which is what if it's 50? What if it's half and half, which is often it is. So how do you even figure it out? Good luck.
Mathematically. 50%.
You could try. 50%
is...
So if you want to get even more complicated, sometimes it'll tell you on the back, it'll tell you the percentages. Right, of what it's made of, except often, what's the problem?
It's inaccurate.
No, it's not that it's inaccurate, but it's not homogenous because the beged is different from
these strings.
The part of the beged that is in the relevant place on the body, right? That will be made of a different material, right? Because of absorption issues, right? So how do you figure it out then?
Also, some beged have two layers as well.
So it's actually really... So how do you figure it out? You're like, oh God. Right? So this is what you learned from being married to you. That's it for many years. This came up once where someone asked a shayla, asked a shayla, and this was the shayla, right? It was, there was a kesem, which is big enough to be metame, but it was on a mixed, it was on underwear, which was mixed materials.
Did they just outlaw all mixed underwear?
So now the question is, how do I know, was it on the cotton part, or was it on the polyester part? How am I supposed to figure it out? You know what the answer is?
Bring it to a lab and test it? No.
So Ora asked one of her teachers, and he said it's actually pretty simple, which is, you light it on fire. Because it's cotton, it'll take. Like, think of a cotton wick. If it's polyester, it won't. It'll start melting. Right? And you'll be able to tell whether the place where the kesem is the synthetic or not synthetic.
Every time this happens, you have to burn your underwear.
No, it doesn't usually happen this way. It's very rare that this comes up. But if it comes up, this is actually how they solve the problem.
You have to destroy it.
Ora said when she answered the shayla for this woman, she said to her, she's like, usually I don't explain all the background, but I need to explain where this came from, because otherwise you're just going to think this is like voodoo, right? Like, but this is the, that aside, this is why this sugya is relevant, not just in Chatzitzis, but half the discussion is the Chatzitzis and half of it is in Hilchos Nida. Okay, with that background. What?
Thank God I'm not a woman.
That's on recording.
What?
Yeah.
Look, anything until now, I don't mind it. I'm not particularly, I'm glad that Nida things are on. Now someone will learn something with Hilchos Nida. Wonderful. And it's not exactly a secret that my wife is a U.S. and that I have, you know, therefore here in Nida.
Last year we had many more interesting...
What?
Or a Torah for the Shabbos table.
Exactly.
We had many more interesting...
You think this is not the different Torah that are in my Shabbos table, but then you would forget that, you know, I married to you. That said, many of, you know, we have many friends. You know, the Gush is like the... The Gush in general is the most, has the most intense concentration of Yotzeh in the world. So, like, it's not uncommon. So sometimes this will happen. But anyways, so now let's see halacha. How does it play out? So look at Ramosha number 20. Begadim shall nylon v'rayon b'chadom and chayavim b'tzitzit. Yes, nylon rayon. So he says, nish'alt, I'm going to try to... Okay, guys, remember, by the way, you should just give me feedback on the model they're doing of Shir. I thought, especially this interview, was good. I mean, focus on the Gemara, figure out the conceptual questions, but I'll give you the halakha mice, so we'll run through it, just so you have it, right? But I didn't want you torturing yourself by reading these tshuvot, right? But you... Okay, I think it worked. Okay, so nish'alt mi didi anichbar chashuv, me'arav Yehuda Bendenheimer. Shlita. Im yachol levosh me'akayis begish arakam v'lekim mitzvah tzitzis mehaminim nylon v'rayon v'chadom v'nish chadzim v'shanam elu. Are you allowed to wear tzitzis made of nylon or dry fit or whatever? V'eshavti k'mistabr l'fiyan daiti k'minim elu p'turim v'tzitzin. He said, no. Af l'hasovrim d'chol ha'begadim chayavim v'tzivit av mishar minim she'enim shol semer b'shem. He said, even if you're Ashkenazi and you think that cotton is chayav, meaning you don't pass on the Rambam. He says, "Hatam damodu shish beget shapatur mitzitzit kamo beget shor." Everyone agrees that there is clothing, is a type of clothing that is completely exempt. What is it? From first Gemara, he shall or knefel shall beget, right? Leather. And now he says, "So what is the model?" So he, what's his argument? Who mishum delomar vina meknaf elaminim shenasu michutim kamo begadim miksemru pishtim lo begadim aruchanim bedomelam. He says, because what's the category for a Moshe? Things that are normally made of woven material. And he says, Upasha. She'afim asa me'or ritzuo dakar kachutim. And he said, let's say you would make leather thread and weave it. Ve'argam basa beged, who didn't make it or shepatr mitzitzit. He thinks it's patr.
Why? Why wouldn't that be derabanan for Rashi?
So he says, why? So he says, he has a Mishnah in Kalim. Shalmosev alav de or asak shum etami shum oreg kamash engim ve or them azman ritu dakot ve argo embo tuma. And he proves it from the halachot of tuma because he said, look, nami kavanu de avim asal lechutim argam lebega in lezeh chashivut arug. Because here's his conceptual model. He says, it only counts as woven if it needed to be woven. But if the type of material you're talking about doesn't need to be woven, then the fact that you wove it is artificial and irrelevant. He said, that's why the Rishonim don't say the question is it impossible for it to be arug? That's not the point. The question is this the type of thing that by its definition is a woven material? So leather is not, because even if you happen to weave it, why?
Meaning, if the only way Rashi can hold up its putter is if it's Zeret Chasid. Otherwise, according to Rashi, shouldn't it be Darabanan?
No, because he'll
but
say...
What does Rashi put in the Darabanan category?
No, what do you mean? Nothing.
Why
nothing.
Not?
There's nothing Darabanan for Rashi. It's Darais or a putter.
But, I mean, according to the...
Well, why does he need a Darabanan?
Why wouldn't it be?
Why would he need a Darabanan? He just says that all material which is woven is Daraisa, and anything which is not is just outside of the category of relevant Big Beged, so it's just categorically different. It's either Daraisa or nothing. That's what Rashi says. Right? What's the problem? Not just Rashi. It's the Shita in the Gemara. And so therefore, what do you think Ramosha says about nylon? So he says, look, according to the Rambam, is nylon chayev? Obviously not.
Is nylon like polyester?
Obviously not. Right? Nylon, polyester, all those. According to Rashi, what does he think? No, also not. Right? He says, obviously according to the Rambam, it's not Doraisa, because he thinks only woolen linen. Rashi, he thinks also, will compare it more to or, because for Ramosha, or is a stand-in for anything which doesn't need to be woven, and plastic doesn't need to be woven. Now he says, maybe you could have said that the issue is confusion, right? Which is what Daniel wants to say. Why don't you say that the reason is confusion? If you weave, you actually weave polyester, so then it's confused. So why shouldn't you say it's chayav midrabanan? He says, nah. Right? Nah. He says, I know you could say that, but I don't think it's true. Because he said, because he says, since the Gemara never distinguishes between cases where you just made a leather poncho or where you broke down and wove it, that means that you could have said that, but the evidence points against it. That's Ramosha's argument. Ramosha's argument is not conceptual. It's the fact that the Gemara doesn't distinguish between different types of leather tells me that the category is that which could be needs to be woven and that which doesn't need to be woven. And therefore, he thinks that categorically... you don't have to. Now he says, I could have distinguished it yet one more and said, look, leather started as one sheet. Plastic didn't start as a sheet. It started as liquid, right? And then I made it into one sheet, right? So he said, maybe it's different because leather is like, from when it was created, it was one sheet, as opposed to plastic where it's material and then I make it into one and then I divide it up again. So maybe you'd say plastic, but he says, I don't buy it either. I don't buy it. Whatever. Again, he gives you a bunch of reasons why you might distinguish, but Halacha Ramosha says, the real category is this the type of thing that had to be made in strings or not?
So it's putter.
And so it's putter. And therefore, and now, coming to mesh, I will just point out that so far, before getting to the holes
mesh
of mesh, so half of mesh are made of cotton, half of them are made of polyester. Right, you can get mesh which are cotton. You can get so. According to if they're made of cotton, so then we don't know the answer yet.
Well,
if they're we don't know the answer yet, right? We have to get to the question whether the holes change it.
Right.
If it's made of polyester, then according to Ramosha, the answer is simply
putter.
And if you look at 21, Ramosha says the same thing. And Ramosha says, look, I always wear wool, but he said, but even yeshiva guys who in the summer are shvitzing and want something light, what does Ramosha say you should wear?
Cotton.
Cotton, canvas, something like that. Just don't wear polyester. Again, we know nothing about mesh. Mesh will be tomorrow. We know that polyester, according to Ramosha, is a problem, but half... Again, I looked it up. I Dafka looked it up online, and it turns out that you can get mesh which are made of cotton, you can get mesh made of polyester. Okay. Who disagrees? The Har Tzvi. Who's the Har Tzvi? Rav Tzvi Beis HaFrank. So who's Rav Tzvi Beis HaFrank? He was the
German.
He was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Okay, in about I don't know exactly the years, but
is he from certain years?
That I don't know, but he was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, like I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, maybe more, a while ago, several decades ago. I don't remember exactly when he lived. You can look it up. You can look up Tzvi Beis HaFrank. Got it. Pesach Frank is
Pesach Frank.
It's
Tzvi Bezach Frank was a renowned halachic scholar and served as chief rabbi of Jerusalem for several decades.
Yeah, so it was several decades until, what was it, how old is it? He was what years to what years? He died in what?
1936 to 1960.
He was chief rabbi. Yeah, he was chief rabbi for 25 years. Okay, 24 years.
Oh, he was born 1873
okay, good.
In Russia.
Oh, there you go, not German.
In Kovno, Vilna, governor.
Okay, good, there you go.
Russia.
So he argues on Ramosha, and he says as follows, or I guess Ramosha argues on
no
him.
That doesn't mean he's not German, Jesus. People. I was born.
They're mostly contemporaneous. I mean, Ramosha dies in the 80s. So I guess Ramosha argues on him. He's a little bit older than Ramosha. Fine. So Hartzvi says, Talit me nylon and chaya betzitzit.
All right.
So he says, look on the second page, he says, hine. He says, what's the issue? Is it about material which should be woven or about whether it is woven? What does he say? No, that's Ramosha. Is. And therefore he says, he made bin nylon yeshne minim. He said, there are two types of nylon. Sometimes you have nylon, which is one sheet, like a poncho. Right? You go to Niagara Falls, they give you a cheapy piece of plastic, right? You put it on you, it says whatever, riding the... You ever wear those? These shits to death. Right? Because not only are they plastic, but there's no holes. It's just a sheet of plastic. You are dying in that thing. You are waiting for Niagara Falls to drench you. You are...
Unless it's freezing outside.
No, you are dying in that. You are wrapped in a plastic bag. You are dying. Okay?
So he says,
but he said, if you have polyester woven, right, which we all know we have, right? You might be wearing it now, right? So then, you might be, I don't know, right?
What about denim?
What?
What is denim? Is that cotton?
Cotton. Cotton. Cotton, for sure. It's cotton.
So
isn't there a symbol, like, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't like their ads are like cotton, the joys of cotton.
So
right? Cotton, 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 cotton.
Make denim tits.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be kinda cool.
Yeah. okay. So far, majority view, I gave you the 23, I don't know why I put this here, it was really from the other sheet. Your talis katan, we'll see, as long as it's the same size, the right size, it's got to be the right size, the rabbanan, good. Okay, so that's basically the two machlokot here. Now there are, if you look in the tshuva of the Yaz Nizbaru, he goes through long discussions of is, I really don't want to get into this, but there's another sugya which I didn't quote, which is things which come in hayam, and is plastic inserted in hayam, and maybe... Like, does it come from water and, like, things that are in the water? Because it comes from oil, and therefore it might be another exceptional category, which gets very complicated. The Tzitzeliezer says, now, the other possibility that we saw is that the issue is about Darko, right? That was something that Rafi suggested. Maybe it's not about that, it's just about, is this normal to make beged about? So according to that, what would the relevant category be? Do people normally make beged out of it? They didn't used to make leather in the time of the Gemara, but nowadays, might leather be chayev?
Yes.
Yes, and according to that, would polyester be chayev?
Yes.
Yes, so that's what the Oz Nidbur says, right? The Rabbi Yamin Zilber says it's really the main issue, right? We totally messed it up. It's not about woven, not woven. It's about, is this the type of thing that people make clothes out of? And in a world in which people make clothes out of nylon and polyester, then if the category is derech, right? And now this is, by the way, conceptually very smooth. Because what's it saying? What is the definition of beged? Anything you wear. Why are certain things not beged? Because just because you wear them doesn't... Right? It's not things that are worn by anybody. It's things that are worn by normal people. And if normal people don't wear it, it's not beged. And therefore, the Oz Nidbaru says, in a world in which people wear polyester, it's obviously chayav, mezeo, sof sibor.
But, like, all this is very technical except for... if you're doing it according to society, then that's not black and white. Like,
it depends on the society. No, correct, it's not black and white, it's subjective.
At what point
majority
do you consider...
you're right, it's more complicated.
It's not...
Sometimes we talk about robe, it's complicated. Sometimes we talk about robe, sometimes we talk about not insignificant minorities. We'd have to get into it. That's a sugya, like it's a meta question, halacha, which we can't deal with. So look at the Tzitzel Yezer. The Tzitzel Yezer says, "Mikol Amur near La Halacha that I know the Big Din Island Domlem Chayavim Betzitzet Ufrak Shazum Bederach Harigas." So you have three positions. Ramosha Nylon is never Chayav. The Har Tzvi, it's all about woven. But if you think it's about Derech Darko, so then Chayav, whether or not it's woven. So the Tzitzel Yezer says, if it's woven, it's definitely Chayav, like the Har Tzvi. And if it's not woven,
still Chayav,
or probably Chayav. And therefore, he says, the anal of Bojar Bakanban man, Miblish Yadav and Tzitzit, the Kar of Gamavadi Shalom Gruim, Hema Misharminim, Chot Misharim, Vishim, Fraksha, Arugim. And he says, I think it's just as good as any, almost as good as any other material, except for woolen linen, obviously, because then you get all the sheetot. Achling and Bracha, but he says, he thinks you're chayiv, but he would tell you, don't make a bracha, because he's not sure. Right? He's not sure. And he says the bracha is not makiv anyways. And there, but he says at any rate, he does think that you should always wear wool, lechatchila, as we've seen in other poskim. So you have three possibilities. Always chayiv, always pater, or chayiv if woven, pater if not. And then, you know, you could always have suffix. Now we have seen that most people say that it's best to wear wool to be yotzei kol hadeos. Rav Asher Weiss wants to defend people who wear cotton, and he says, I don't know, right? He says, I'll say it outside. He says maybe just because daraisa. He said, you know, it's not so bad to show that you care about derabbanan and tzedafka, even though it's only chayim derabbanan that you go and you're wearing derabbanan. That's fine. And besides,
so you're doing like you're choosing to wear on Sukkot. You're not obligated to because we don't wear corn and garlic.
Good, right? So he said this isn't that you're choosing to be only mekayim derabbanan, not daraisa. He said it's a chiddush to say that you are chayev to put yourself in the case of vaday chiyuv daraisa rather than Suffolk chiyuv daraisa, vadai chiyuv derabbanan, right? So Rav Asher, so many posts can say maybe it's chayav, maybe it's not, but try to wear wool. Rav Asher's like, not the biggest deal, because everyone agrees it's chayav derabbanan, and according to half the Rishonim, it's also chayav daraisa, so not such a big deal. Okay, and he says, add to that the fact that why do people wear cotton? Because they're schwitzing. They're schwitzing, and they're uncomfortable, and tsar is a factor in mitzvos. So that's his limutzva. So the halacha I would tell you as follows. Cotton, some poskim would tell you, avoid it if you can, because it's best to wear wool. If you want, if you're hot, so what should you wear?
Cotton.
Right. If you can't bring yourself to wear wool, wear cotton. Because in the end of the day, according to Ashkenazi Psak, are you mekayim mitzvah daraisa?
Yes.
Yeah. According to the Rambam,
Derabbanan.
So, and Rav Asher says, when you add that and you add tsar, it's okay. I would say that's probably right. Right? Meaning, even if you want, is it a nice chumrah to only wear wool? Yes. Is it justifiable when you're hot to wear cotton? Definitely. Right? Definitely. What about nylon? So here, right here, you already have major poskim who say that this is meaningless according to anybody, and if you make a bracha, you're in a... Because a cotton, is there a chash bracha vatala?
No.
No, the best is... The worst is there a bottom. Nylon is a bigger problem because polyester... Because according to many acharim, it's bechal pater, and now you're not just running... Not just pater midar isa, but pater midar abanan, and now you're running into problems of... Bracha Vatala. So you could say the Tzitzel Yezer, which is, wear it, but don't make a bracha. But again, here you're in more dangerous ground, so here I would say, you know. No, I gave you Rav Asher Weiss, this is something we said yesterday, that some of the poskim had wanted to say, oh, well, maybe you dafka should wear cotton because if you're schwitzing in wool.
You're definitely schwitzing in polyester.
So, well, poly, whatever. So then it's not Hana. We already saw Shlomo Zalman said that's not true. You're getting Hana.
Wouldn't you be
One second. I just gave you his Shita. He also just says, first of all, you are getting Hana. And he says, besides, maybe because you're wearing it L'Shem Mitzvah, that's enough to count as the Hana. Because, right, if it was your regular clothing, maybe you'd say, if I'm not getting Hana, it's not a Beged. But if I'm wearing it to get the Mitzvah, then clearly I want to wear it, even if I'm not enjoying it. And therefore, and if you want, you can look, he has very nice lamdos there. Okay, I gave you that in general, Rav Zilber, the one who's really the most makil here, is the Osnit Bru, because we'll see, he's the only posek who says mesh tzitzis are actually fine. Pretty much everyone thinks that mesh tzitzis are not fine, but we'll see that. We'll see why. No, well, if they're not, one is too many of them are not the right size, in which case there's no shaila. Some of it is because a lot of them are made of polyester, in which case you're already on shaky ground.
Seems like 2 years ago.
And then the holes and the quality, we're going to get to it, right? But we'll come back to that tomorrow or the day after that. But the Osnit Bru thinks that, as I said, you are chayev in the synthetic material, because he thinks the issue is darko. And he says, nowadays we make beged all the time from synthetic material. Now, we'll see, that's not going to help you necessarily for mesh, because normal people don't go outside only wearing mesh.
It's changing.
Unfortunately, that's changing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Give us more opportunities to see this.
But the one thing I will note is the saving grace, so to speak. One of the other arguments is, how does he know that synthetic material is a beged? Because he paskins the chumra, like Yitzchak Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, by what's going to be the other category in halacha? Nida. Right? And these two go hand in hand. That Rove Poskin Lamaisa think that synthetic material is not a beged. So by tzitzis, that means you can't wear synthetic material, but it comes out of huge kula, which is that if a woman ever finds a ketem on synthetic material, Rove Poskin or Makil. Rove Poskin or Makil. The Osnit Bru is Makil by tzitzis and says, yeah, you can wear nylon because of Kayev, but what is Yotzei 90 with 90% certainty? That's a huge chumra by Nida. Because that means if a woman finds a ketem on polyester, if you're right, almost definitely, if you think you're allowed to wear nylon, you know, polyester tzitzis, that means that you're willing to accept the chumra by Nida. Now, it's not 100% clear, because you could distinguish. You could say, and this is something that Osnit Bru says, that it's possible to say that Nida is about more formal categories, and tzitzis is more prosaic ones, like by tzitzis, the relevant category is what do you wear, and by Kabbalah's Tumah, it's formal, that only certain things are from a Kabbalah's Tumah. So theoretically, you could construct a position which is that polyester is clothing for the purposes of tzitzis, but not the Kabbalah's Tumah because of this magic, right? That Kabbalah's Tumah has unique categories, but 90% of poskim assume that whenever you think about tzitzis, applies to Nida. So allowing, so to speak, polyester tzitzis is going to come out of Chumra by Nida.
Shouldn't you also, though, be more strict with Nida, since Nida...
No.
Like, you're not choosing to... Like, by tzitzis, you're choosing to this extra mitzvah that you're technically not chayim in, right? If you're not wearing full print garments.
Well, brachot is brachot of atala. The Nida is only derabanan because it's a ketem. I'm not sure which is worse, which is better. Right? If you're saying a bracha, you're impossible to arise around here.
No, but you...
Severe.
In general, though, tzitzis, you're choosing to put it on.
Fine, but if you're making a bracha, are you making a bracha on the polyester? If you're making a bracha, then you're dealing with possible d'oraisa.
I'm not talking about polyester, but like in general, tzitzis. The concept is
no, but
it's an extra mitzvah on yourself. You don't have to do it. For Zanita, that you have to do.
No, but
so
no,
just in case you should be.
No, it's derabanan. It's derabanan, right? And tzitzis, yes, you're choosing to do it, but it's a kiyumi d'oraisa. So is an iser derabanan more or less strict than a mitzvah kiyumis d'oraisa? I don't know. That's not obvious to me. I don't know how to rank these things. Right? Kiyumis d'oraisa? Kiyumis suffix d'oraisa? Right? I don't know. I don't know how to rank these things. Okay. One last point, and this is for Daniel. Okay? Daniel asked me a question a few months ago, which I said, that's crazy, right? He said, wait a second, why are we so obsessed with all these formalities by tzitzis? Isn't tzitzis just about remembering the mitzvah? So who really cares? Right? And I said,
yes.
I said, no, because in halacha, there's a distinction between the what and the why, and yes, the rationale for tzitzis is to remember the mitzvah, but in general, but in general, in halacha, we care about formalities also. I still stand by what I just said. But who disagrees with me? So Rav Binyamin Zilber, in that Shuvah Nes Nibru, has this incredible, in a sense of, I don't believe it, right? I'm incredulous about this. Who says, you'll tell me that maybe only Chayim Derabbanan, so isn't it better to be kind of mitzvah Daraisa and not Derabbanan? He says, when it comes to tzitzis, nah, no big deal. Why, Daniel?
Because the whole point is to remember.
Remember, so who cares? Chayim Derabbanan, Chayim Daraisa. The point is to bring tzitzis and you'll remember. Now Rav Gishtetner, and Rav Nathan Gishtetner has had a back and forth with Rav Zilber. They're both poskim B'nai Brak. And says, no, that's not how halacha works. If you say things like that, then what is the point of formal halacha in general? I find this shocking, but because Daniel brought it up, I do have to admit that apparently Rav Zilber thought it was fine. And I posted it on Facebook and I said, does anyone else know of another shita like this? And someone said, yes. Rav Menashe Klein says that even according to the shita, that tzitzis, you don't wear tzitzis at night, if you turn the light, then you're chayav in tzitzis, because then you can see it and then you'll remember it. Which is even crazier than what I'm about to read. But anyways, just for Daniel, look at V'chol Zeh Gam L'chatchila. He says, all of this is L'chatchila, that's the PDF at the bottom. La'nogin k'rama, deposi k'rov rishon, l'chol b'adam chayav mitzitzis menat Torah. He says, according to Rama, for sure, polyester is chayav d'orais, according to the Aznei Bru. The Gam L'fiyah Shulchan Aruch, deposi k'rambam, even according to Rambam, it's definitely midrabbanan. Right? He says, but you know what? You'll tell me, shouldn't you wear a daraisa if you can? He says, nah. Since the point is to remember the mitzvos, nylon, polyester is fine. Even though we try to say, always try to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, that's because tzitzis makes you remember mitzvahs. He says that polyester tzitzis will remind you of the mitzvahs. Also, umashmei Ram da filu lahachasid in the tzarich lahaskir lahachmir lelavos chalas and mechayev es minat Torah mamish. All the mitzvahs of mitzvahs b'mnei haskir Rav Isaiah b'zeh. Therefore, he thinks that even if you're the most pious of people, you don't have to worry. Daraisa, derabanan, as long as it's chayev at all, it'll make you remember the mitzvahs. It doesn't matter. Now, I think that's crazy. I'll be honest. I think it's crazy because I was talking to my cousin, right, David Zatz, at a family party last week because I had just seen him. I said, what do I do with this? He said, I don't know, right? That goes against everything we know, as Rav Gishtetner knows. And as he was talking, Shalom Rosner, who is a Ram at KBY, called him. My cousin's he works at KBY. And he said, should I ask Roy Rosner? And Rosner was like, yeah, that's weird, because why do you stop there? Why don't you go Karaite and hang it on the wall? Right? Meaning, once you think it's just remembering the mitzvah, so why is it, oh, well, as long as it's a beged, at least chayav in the rabbanan, so remember the mitzvah. Meaning, once you go in this blurring the line between what and why, fine, put it on a keychain, have reminders on your phone. Meaning, once you blur the line completely between what's why, right, so then everything falls apart. Again, I can't deny that the Aznit Baruch said it. He's a very important posek. I am completely baffled by it for the same reason that Gishtetner is, which is halacha is formal. We care about categories. Just because you can blur what and why doesn't mean that we do. So I didn't really understand it, but I did have to admit, because Daniel had mentioned it, that as researching this, he's not alone. He's in good company with Ben Zilber. I still think it's wrong. I still think what and why are distinct in halacha, but fine. What we can do tomorrow is the size. And once we're doing size, what I want you to notice is size just about size, or are the discussions of size also about quality? I mean, is this a stand-in? Because we'll see that the category the Gemara says is the size of a beged is the size that a child would be willing to wear and an adult would wear and not be embarrassed. So the post-gim debate, is that just a question of how big does it need to be, but doesn't matter the quality? Or is that a statement that a beged is the type of thing that a child would wear, which includes size, includes quality, and that's where you're going to get from size into mesh. Because depending on how you understand the categories the Gemara is introducing, that's going to determine how you then expand it. So
to be safe, don't wear polyester or mesh.
We haven't gotten there yet. We'll do mesh. Because remember, you could have cotton mesh. Yes, the safest is to wear wool, obviously. But we'll get to this. So tomorrow, I'll give out new Makaro sheets. But go from Amar Rabbi, just so you know where it is. Amar Rabbi Zera. I put it on the sheets. But it's Amar Rabbi Zera, 5 lines from the bottom of Mem Amud Beis until Itmar, which is about 10 lines down on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And then I'll give you the sources for the rest, okay?